prisons are such important places within society, and I believe the way to look at this is seen through Nelson Mandela's quote, where he states, "Don't judge a society by how it treats its highest citizens, but judge a society by how it treats those within its prisons." And I believe that a prison system isn't necessarily what the general public or mainstream consciousness make it appear to be. So within sort of like everyday newspapers or within media outlets, you see prisons as being these places where offenders are punished, people break the law, these violent, horrible, vile people are put away and they don't know how to behave and they get too many rights. And it's almost like there's a narrative that prison within the developed world can often be seen as easy and leisurely. And instead of it being what it is, which is a place of hopelessness and despair and real pain and suffering. And I only learned this through my personal experiences. If I was never sentenced to prison, I would have never understood this aspect of society. And I'm very grateful for the fact that I have, because I was one of those people that used to sit there and think, oh, if you're in prison, you probably deserve to be there. And prison is a place where, you know, people need to be sent to keep the rest of society safe. But in actual fact, prison is a combination of an overfill place for mental health patients, a place for those of low socioeconomic and extremely poor backgrounds to be placed where they won't cause trouble within council estates or as homeless people, and a place for both individuals of minority backgrounds and working class backgrounds to be quite harshly sentenced. But of course you get the alternative prisons where individuals of higher socioeconomic backgrounds or sort of high celebrity status or public status are held, and essentially these institutions tend to be quite a bit different from the institutions for the everyday individual. But the institutions that are there for individuals that feel that sort of majority are the ones that I'm most interested in, purely from the perspective that they're the ones that are most important, because one day all of these people will have to return to society. They'll have to return to the streets that we all walk on, to be our neighbours, to join our communities and contribute, whether that's through their work or their entrepreneurship or through their abilities. But we often are quite distanced from this, quite detached from this idea, purely for the fact that it doesn't help the government or the criminal justice or prison system for individuals within the public to say, look, we should help these people out. We should provide them with education. We should give them opportunities and resources and access, give them access to their ambitions, to their dreams, to help them not go down this path of offending and to desist from offending behavior. And to desist sounds almost sounds quite horrible, really, because the opposite of desist is to resist. And I don't see criminals or offenders as really resisting. I see them going with the flow. There's within sort of working class backgrounds, inner city neighborhoods, and within sort of the poorest within the UK, you're almost pushed into crime from a young age. It's what you see around you. It's what the older people, the older role models in your community will look at. It's how the people around you will view this idea of like coolness, this idea of fitting in. Being a criminal gets you acceptance and belonging, especially if you don't find that within your own culture or within your own family. And the culture of media, the culture of even popular media, where we glamorize criminals like Al Capone, or if you watch The Godfather or American Gangster, or even movies that all criminals that are from developing countries like El Chapo, Pablo Escobar in Latin America. It's crazy to think how much we almost idolize and deify these individuals who commit these sort of crazy levels of organized crime. But this all filters down back to the individuals from these backgrounds, because a lot of the time they believe that the only way that they can transcend or move away from their current situation is through criminal behavior. And this is often a mistake purely because it's what we feed ourselves, right? Like the consumption of content, the consumption of, you know, the narrative that criminality is the easiest way to get to the top, that it's the way to get out of the hood or to get out of your background or to change your life. It's drilled into people, whether that's through music, film, media, whether that's through the education system, or whether that's through just the general attitude towards people of working class backgrounds or of minority backgrounds. And prisons have a real responsibility to change this. And the reason I say this is that prison is a weird place in a sense. There is a lot of hopelessness, despair, pain and suffering, but there's also a lot of community, camaraderie. Prison is weird because a lot of ex-military prison officers compare prison a lot to the army, where you're sort of given these individuals that you're forced to gel with and you're forced to stick with, and you kind of have to make it work. You don't have a choice. And it's weird, right? Because you have this shared experience, this shared suffering, you almost build a community, build bonds a lot easier than you would in other situations, which means that you often get the mixing of ideas. You often get one individual who will, you know, speak about their experience of certain crimes and pass it on to the other individual, or someone else will talk about their experiences of life and this will pass around, and it's really wholesome in a way. But the issue is that within the prison system, there's a really strong us versus them mentality, the system versus the prisoners, or the officers versus the prisoners. And what this does is it inhibits real change, because either way, if you're moving from being a criminal to desisting or moving away from crime, then you're moving towards the side of the system. And it's always this sort of spectrum of where you lie. And one thing that I realize is that officers and prisoners, they often lie together, because officers are generally of the same backgrounds that prisoners would have been, whether that is working class, low socioeconomic groups, who are ex-military or ex-police or just looking for a job. And if things had gone a bit differently, they would have probably ended up in prison. And I remember a governor once saying this to me about how grateful he was that he didn't go down the route that a lot of his friends did and end up in prison, and instead he joined the army at a young age. And I think this may help me to realize that everyone's really together. The officers, the prisoners, they're all part of one sort of group within society, whether that's, you want to put it as a working class group, or you want to put it as, you know, the lower socioeconomic group compared to the higher socioeconomic group, or you want to put it to the bourgeois and the working class. And it's really sort of weird how when you have that mindset shift, you start to realize that really and truly, prisons should be development centres. They shouldn't be places where we throw individuals in and expect them to change or force them to do courses. It should be a place where people go to find themselves. Like, people literally go there to find out what their purpose is in life, what they should dedicate their time to, what they should dedicate life to, what they love to do. And I think if prisons were places like this, then we could see real change. We could see real change within society, because in the UK, there's something like 40,000 people who get sent to prison every year. Now, if those 40,000 individuals were developed, were told to personally develop themselves, were able to identify what are success factors within their life, what their abilities are, how they could utilise this for the greater good of society, the greater good of the country, I think we could see real transformation in not only the way we think about prisons, but in the way we think about criminal justice. And maybe there would actually be justice, because what we have currently is a revolving door. Over 50% of prisoners are reoffend within their first 2 years of being released, and that's quite crazy to think. It's almost like it doesn't work. None of it works. The courses, the punishment, the rehabilitation, all these the buzzwords that are thrown about within the system, none of it really works. It's just a whole bunch of hearsay, really. And I think until individuals who've been to prison and individuals who are empathetic towards prisoners begin to build and develop and change the prison system, I don't think this will change. And the longer it doesn't change for, the more entrenched and embedded these criminal networks and this criminal mindset becomes within a larger and larger population. And I don't believe that a society can ever really move forward until we have prisons that really meet the needs of the human, really allow these people to have strong relationships, good health, and allow them to have financial stability. And I think the perfect example of this can be seen in Scandinavian countries like Norway and Sweden, where their prison system is often seen as luxurious or seen as really, over the top in terms of how much they cater towards keeping the prisoner in a happy and in a positive state, really. And I don't believe that this is a negative. I believe that this shows how civilized, how empathetic, and also how much these people really understand their humanity, to understand that anyone can end up in prison, anyone can end up doing anything, and it's always usually about 5 to 10 seconds away from your life entirely changing. And for an entire system, a government, and a society to understand that, I think is transformational and is a real example for countries like the US and the UK. Now, this week's question is just quite simple, which is to think about how you view prison, what you think about it, and why. Because I think once you have a self-awareness about your feelings about the subject, it's a lot easier to approach it, and it gives you an opportunity to sort of form a viewpoint, a belief, an opinion about the area, which I feel is quite important.